That's not bad, Rusty, is it? I'd like to do a song that I don't do very much, but I lost this song for a while. You ever lose a song? Sometimes you lose them. And what happened was I wrote this song about one of my many heroes, and he was a young poet and a young painter, an explorer, an outdoors person, a visionary back in the 1920s. He was a teenage kid who grew up with, let's say, bohemian parents. And he was friends with the young Ansel Adams and the young Dorothea Lange and that whole California West Coast bohemian scene back then. And his name was Everett Roos. And so what he would do with his, we'll say, permissive, enlightened parents was he'd do the school year, right? And he'd go to school. But then in the summer, as a teenager, they'd let him go alone with his mule into the High Sierra or out into the Mojave Desert, and he'd go away for 3 months. And this is back in the 1920s where when there weren't rest areas and there weren't Wendy's. And then he'd come home, and he'd send them, and his parents and his family and his friends, he'd send them these beautiful letters, these beautiful drawings, these beautiful paintings. And he always told them, you know, someday I'm going to disappear and you're never going to find me. And then when he was about 20 years old, 21 years old, about 1933, he did disappear. He disappeared into an area that's still semi-remote today, the Grand Escalante region down in southern Utah, northern Arizona. And there's still parts of that that have not been explored. And so he became sort of a mythic legend of the Southwest until I get an email about a year and a half ago from this guy, and he and his friends every year go down into the Grand Escalante and they camp, perhaps have a beverage or two, and go searching for Everett Roos. I get an email saying, guess what? We got him. And so it's a long story, but it involved a Navajo elder had died who, when he was a young boy, witnessed the murder of this 20-year-old white kid down in this ravine in the middle of nowhere, and he knew where the bones were buried. They were stuck inside a crevasse. So then when he died, he told his daughter so that he wouldn't have that on his soul when he went to heaven. And then when his daughter was dying, she told her son. And then he decided, well, let's get this over with. And he told somebody. So they went and they got the bones. And they sent the bones up to the DNA lab at the University of Colorado in Boulder, and they came back Caucasian, male, early 20s. Now, I remember back in the 20s and 30s, there weren't that many Caucasian males in the Grand Escalante, so it had to be Everett Roos. NPR called me up and they said, you gonna write another verse to the song? And I said the greatest line I've ever said in my life, totally impromptu. I said, nah, because disappearing's poetry. Finding him's journalism. And that was that. I lost the song. The song was gone. I couldn't play it anymore. Until the Roos descendants, the Roos family, and they're like, well, you know, we need a second opinion. And they sent it down to the Naval Air Force DNA lab in Florida, which is the world's greatest DNA lab. And it came back elderly Navajo. And the guy at the DNA lab in Boulder said, yeah, obviously right. I don't know what I was thinking. But all that, what that long story means is